Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
You can add a shout of praise to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your two hands are lifted up to Christ. Close your eyes. I sing one of these old ones. Wabubu mimpu chira. Wa mama fa me huadi faudi ne anichia wa faudi afrinkwa sumu hey madi swatu. Samuakwe Mayo Nya Tabia Mia would you be Sweda Tanina Arabi? Now let me hear you sing. Sing about the last. Yeah, me a would you. Tata Nina. Yeah, me a would you. Son of God, bread of life. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, eternal God, Rose of Sharon, Lily of the valleys, Dazzles of the fields, this morning we have come to honor you. Thank you for life. The life we enjoy, we give you the glory. We ask that you will open the heavens because we are still men and women under construction. Work on us. Work on us. We need your help and we need your grace, sweet Holy Spirit. Give us help, for vain is the help of man. Direct our path and navigate our course. Reveal the Christ to us. We want to know the path of eternal life. In the precious name of Jesus, I rebuke every satanic order, demonic interference, demonic duplicity. I come against every networking and projections of the enemy. I thwart the prince of the earth in the name of Jesus. I ask you, O God, that you will arise and your enemies will scatter. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory that you have liberated the airwaves for your word to prevail in the precious name of Christ Jesus. May I not speak the words of man except the mind of God in Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Give him glory in the house of God. Yay! Amen. Whilst we also stand there in John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21 is our foundation for life. Allow me to welcome all our friends from around the world to the W3 service. W3 means Word, Worship, and Wonders. This morning we are blessed to be transmitting live on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM and all the sister stations around the country, including Sweet Flow in the city of Tamale. We are live on Obatampa 92.5 in Kasua and its environs. We're also live on Gen Television, Amansan Television, Facebook Live, YouTube, Podcast, and Telegram. I give God the glory for the life of everybody who is watching and listening. We thank God for your life and trust in the name of Jesus. By the time the service goes to a close, the Christ will be revealed to you, because we want to see Jesus the Christ. Can I hear your amen? Amen. John 12, verse 20 and 21, the Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Johanne in Sempa, it's ready to me, you know. He more yet to you, no, and yet you know back up. A TV actually in the same quite a free woman was a hell of a few hot more. About fashion as in him, so about the story one will bear Philippa who flip beside the what Galilee and Inchin will be catching and said, "Wuda, your percent, your 1 year, so will bear Philippa who flip beside the what Galilee and Inchin be catching and said, 'Wuda, your percent, your 1 year.' So having read you that, allow me to read Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. I have said, arguably, this is the most relevant verse of scripture. Luke 21, verses 34, 35, and 36. The Bible said, "Take you to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare, the scripture said, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Ye mekinga ye so yifri Lucas and Peter edio nubako imu eyedu ya sana edu ya senu mnyedu ya sensia etifi ya chile nese kokobo wasimu yu hemu huye na pocha anansaburo anankwemu dagu na honi ya mane hau anshamo krasu edabiba metumu mpufrimu sefidi wasibeba woni ya tia sasi neni so itimonyo emonsile debia mui ya mwadine edu ya jani ya fri niye mebebe inemo na makujina unipaba neni Munyena monsere debia, na munya huotini di ejwani efri niema ebebe inemu ni makujina unipabane. I haven't read this particular scripture. Allow me to reiterate verse number 36. The Bible said, "Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all the things that shall come to pass." The events that the Bible was talking about are so cataclysmic, catatonic, catastrophic, so intense, so belligerent. The intensity of what we are talking about, there is no human comprehension that can fathom what I am talking. So the Bible even did not give a definition to it. And so he made a description and called it things. He could not even itemize it. Number one, this. Number two, that. He generalized and called it things that shall come to pass. One of those things is the event that have happened in Turkey and Syria. Is one of those things that the Bible was talking about. Give me pictures of Syria. And when I look at the earthquake in Turkey that have claimed their lives as at this morning, 25,000 people. In 5 days, 25,000. Then I realized that cars are nothing and houses are nothing. Just like 1 Peter chapter number 1 verse number 24 said, all these things are like perishable weeds and grass. Yeah, all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withereth and the flower therefore faileth or falleth away. Give me my language. It says interestingly, he said, if he said, Honamna te se wira. Wonipa nenu onyam na te se. You know, a wira a shiring. A wira mesh. Obesh. Mesh. Stop priding yourself in this particular world and all its pleasures that it presents. You can see that this country, the nation of Turkey, is not a joking country. Infrastructural development, proper layout system. Sometimes I ask myself, what is the job of town and country planning in this country? What is their particular job? I want to look at the layout. Every building has its particular layout where it's standing. And all stuff like that. Nobody is doing that. Containers, tables. You can't see any of them here. And I'm saying, look at that first block. These are 10th floor, 11th floor structures. And if it caves down on human beings, what do you expect them to do? If it caves down on human beings. And so the Bible made this retaliation in Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 7. He made a submission in God's word. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom shall rise against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes. Not look at the plurality of all the statements. Famines, pestilences. The pestilence are epidemics. Like this corona whatever that came upon the earth. The nations and leaders of the world told you, don't go out, stay in your room. When you meet your husband, don't hug them. When you meet your brothers, don't shake them. Why? Because of the fear of death. Sweet, I am telling you, what is coming is actually the terror of death. The terror of death itself. I'm talking to the wise only. Hear me. This is not a joke. Very profound event of this life coming up. Dangerous events. Can you lift your right hand? Let me make intercession, especially for our brother Christian Achu. Ghana's ambassador for Turkey have said that every Ghanaian have been accounted for except Christian Achu. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, I'm asking grace, supernatural favor, the miraculous and the supernatural. I'm asking you who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, far above everything we can think, ask, or imagine. I'm asking in the name of Jesus that wherever Achu is, may you show us mercy. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy! Pull his life alive. Bring him out alive. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I give you thanks that we will give you glory as a nation. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. Amen. You can pull your hand down. Hallelujah. Interestingly, I have teamed this particular service, Repairing the Church. You can put my outline on the screen. Repairing. There is anything that is not damaged does not need reparation. We only repair things that are damaged. If you are looking seriously for something that needs repairs, my darling, it is the church. The pulpit is damaged. We have a damaged pulpit. We now have people who have no business with ministry in the pulpit. The Bible makes a very solid reiteration in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse number 1 and 2. In verse 1, he said, Paul, the apostle called by the will of God to be an apostle. In other words, his calling, his apostleship was by a calling. In the second verse, he said, and to the believers or to the Christians, he said, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ, called to be saints. Therefore, even to be a Christian, you are called. There is a calling. How then come we have all manner of charlatans and all manner of upset men, psychotics in the pulpit? How come we have daughters and sons of Jezebel in the pulpit? I want to know. The book of Revelation said they call themselves apostles, but they lie and they are not. And therefore, God is doing a reparation. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 25. The Bible makes a solid reiteration, and this is what he says. Ephesians 5, 25. Let's move to 26. He equate what I'm about to say to marriage. He said that he might sanctify and cleanse the church with the washing of the word, with the washing of water by the word. And then in the 27th verse, he said that he might present the church unto himself, or present unto himself a glorious church, not having spot, not having wrinkle, or any such thing, but the church, when Jesus appears, will be holy. Hear what we are saying. It shall be holy. It will not have people who do not even understand the premise and the auspices of the grace of God. It shall, surely shall be holy without blame. It will be a pure church. It will have people that understand the premise of the grace of God, the sanctity of the altar of God, the purity of the pulpit of God. We are now going to see the dignity of the pew. Therefore, the preacher or the pulpiteer, the prophet, will be a voice in the wilderness, crying and preparing the way of the Lord and making his path straight. No nonsense. The madness is too much. See, that is what he was talking about in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Verse 2 especially, Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 2. Push it there. Philippians, the third chapter, the second verse. And he said, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. Beware of dogs. There are dogs in clerical suits. Dogs with microphones looking for offerings. Dogs. Dogs. Akramai. Bagabiga. Dogs. That's what the Bible says. Rwanda, before they could develop the way they have developed, they closed down thousands of these stupid churches. Thousands of mosques went down. Their president said anybody that did not have a first degree did not qualify to preach. Because if somebody picks up on the academic ladder, your reasoning faculty is different. It's the truth. So you have novices in the pulpit talking rubbish and nonsense, and the people in the pew do not know what to even accept. Therefore, there will be a reparation of the church. It's amazing how, you know, a few verses of scripture, I read a couple of them, and then I allow you to take your seat, and then we can be able to cruise. Everybody that is joining us on radio and television online, it's a pleasure to have all of you here. Amos chapter 9, verse number 11, he calls it the fallen tabernacle of David. In that day, I will raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and I'll close up the breaches thereof. I will raise up the ruins, and I will build it as the days of old. In other words, he puts the standards to the days of old. But Zechariah prophesied and said, the glory of the latter house will be greater than the former. In other words, what God will do in the latter day in terms of the intensity of revival and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the miraculous and the supernatural, will be greater than that which has passed. I'm building upon a concept and a synopsis. Follow me. In other words, he is going to bring the standards to the standards of old. Quality is going to come back to the pulpit. Quality is going to come back to the pew. Quality is going to come back to our homes. Quality husbands, quality wives, quality children, quality leaders. Quality. 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 Acts chapter 15 and verse number 16 quote a similitude scripture like I just read to you, and he said, after this I will return and build again the tabernacle of David that is fallen down, and I will build it again. I'll build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up. God is setting up. And by the time they are doing that, they are setting up the niche of your destiny. They are setting it up. And so I was studying Revelation chapter 6. When I got to verse number 1, eschatologically, this is where the Apostle John quotes and said, I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and in the previous verse he had mentioned that there were seven seals. When he opened one of the seals, I heard, and it as it were, the noise of thunder, and one of the four beasts saying, come and see. In the second verse he said categorically, and I saw, behold, a white horse. Here in Revelation chapter 6, he talked about four horses. And I am depicting four horses in a picture. And I would love all the lovely people that are following me to see four horses and their horsemen. You may be seeing that whilst I build up. Four horse and their horsemen. Make sure the people on television, are accurately and at the same time can be able to follow what we are doing. Four horses. But when he started from verse number 2, he brought the summation in Revelation chapter 6 verse 2. Put it on the screen, let's work. In Revelation chapter 6 verse 2, I saw, behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon it had a bow and had a crown that was given unto him. And he went conquering to conquer. Can I see a white horse? Let us work simultaneously. He had a bow, he had a crown, and he sat on a white horse. This is the particular spirit that have merged three components of spirits together, and that is operating. The spirit of Babylon, the spirit of Lucifer, and the spirit of Jezebel comes together to the rider of the first horse. So the Babylonian spirit, the Luciferian spirit, and the Jezebelic spirits comes together, and the rider has the power to conquer. Conquer! He has power to conquer. And that is why that we are now conquering all kinds of things. The things that normally or before mattered now does not matter anymore. When children were obedient to their parents and they revered parents, oh God, it's no more. Now in America, a child can take a parent to court and say, I divorce my parents, and the court will grant it. that from today, this child is not your child. And give a restraining order that parents cannot go near their own children and therefore they are divorced. I never knew that two parents and children were married. Never knew. The white horse will conquer. Now, this is not a time where the generation have no shamelessness. There is no more shame. There is no shame. So a young girl can boldly snatch your husband. And we can all sit in the same church. Because there is a conquering spirit that is conquering your heart, your conscience, and your motives. No more integrity. Now, a brother can sleep with his own sister. Nanaya Kunedu told me a story of a woman who has two children, one boy, one girl. They live in the same house. The children don't go out to friends or out to anybody. School to church, church to school. And that has been their thing. One day, the girl was sick and they took her to hospital. And when they tested her, she was pregnant, 4 months pregnant. The mother could not believe what her ears were hearing. And then they asked the question, what happened? The brother has impregnated the sister. Incest. Abomination! Because there is a white conquering horse in my generation that is doing and orchestrating certain things. Guys, you better hear what I came with a prophetic message to God's people. Yeah, there is a white conquering spirit. This is why we can have a church that the church can be converted into an occultic group. A church! How can a preacher go and receive a spell and join a secret society and the members are the objects for sacrifices? Because a white conquering horse have taken over my generation and is conquered to conquer. Women can boldly go to the courts and divorce their husbands boldly. Boldly, because there is a conquering horse. Interesting. I saw a company advertising the arrest of one of their employees and said the employee has stolen 3 million Ghana cedis. 3 million from the company's coffers. No wonder. You have MCEs and DCEs and people who are leading for developmental projects can embezzle funds. And they find nothing wrong with it because a white horse is conquering to conquer. Can you bring back the scripture? In the Revelation chapter 6 and verse number 2, let's go to verse number 3, as I build up. In the third verse, the Bible said, and when he had opened the second seal, I heard, and the second beast said, come and see. In the fourth verse, he says, and there came out another horse was red, and had power, and power was given unto him that sat upon it to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. Can you show me a red horse? And the red horse is like this. He has a sword. This horse is a horse of war. Peace will be taken away just like we see it. There is no peace anywhere from Ukraine to Russia. There is no peace in Nigeria, in the northern part of it. There is no peace. As a matter of fact, there is no peace in your house. A sword has invaded your home. A sword. You can be with a woman and a man under your own roof and there is no peace. Let's welcome my pastor, Reverend Wilberforce. And there is no peace. Red horse! Yeah. Peace will be taken away. And if I tell you the kind of ammunition that are being produced into the world right now, you have no idea. And if I tell you the kind and the number of arms that have entered this country, have you forgotten so soon in the year of election 2020? Have you forgotten that they intercepted a whole truck of arms on the Kumasi Highway? And up to today, we don't know who brought that goods in, and we don't know whose truck it was. Therefore, there is no peace in Boko. The sword of war has invaded. One day, just last week, in one day, a person drew a gun and shot 7 people dead. Boko, here in Ghana. There is no peace. There is a red horse that has been unveiled in operation, and that particular sword in the hands of that horse and its rider is the sword of war. You are doing business with people, and the people have imagined war, man of God, against you. They sign memorandum of understandings and they break it, and if you want to challenge it, they pull sword. There is no peace. The scripture back, he said there was a third horse. In the verse number 5, there goes into, and he opened the third seal, and I heard the third beast say, come and see, and behold, lo, a black horse, and he that sat upon it had a pair of scale, susudia, in his hand. And in my picture for the black horse, he had a scale. This is the horse of famine, Ekom. Now, everything is going to be weighed for you. Many people have parked their cars. I'm talking about people who drive big engine cars. Many have parked it. Land Cruiser V8, V12 engines are all in the garage. You can't buy the petrol or fuel. There is a horse of famine. And so I'm going to beg my president, no matter what the, economic restructuring, whatever exchange they call it, please do not include certain people who fall into the circles of vulnerability, like the pensions. Look at what and how the former Chief Justice spoke last Friday. And I want to use opportunity, Your Excellency, that is the temperature of the country. The former Chief Justice is related to you. When she speaks like that, that is the temperature. And Your Excellency, you will not value this voice until chaos is on our heads. But everybody will say otherwise. God knows that I love you. And I'm only telling you truth. Nothing else. How can we take pensioners' money? They have left the investment for you for 10 years, whatever time. Give them their coupons. Their coupons is the dividends that comes, and monthly they use it for their medication, for their checkups, for their rent, for their upkeep, for their fuel, because they are pensioners and they don't work. How then can you say you will not give? My own friend, Apostle Isaac Appiah, is going to be 50 next year. And as part of his preparation, he has kept money for his Land Cruiser. He says he wants to bless himself with a Land Cruiser on his 50th birthday. And this government bonds have locked his money. And come here, Michina, hey, na mi baby 50. I say government bonds watching me, Missika. Very interesting. There is famine. There is famine. And if there is famine, I am going to start with you and I will end with government. Cut your coat according to your material, not according to your size. Cut your coat according to your material, not according to your size. Is everything fine? Cut your coat according to your material, not according to your size. Something from here. Thank you very much. According to your material. Because your size may be bigger than your material. It's all right. The cameras will know what to do. Yeah, your size may be bigger than your material. You can't afford something. Why do you do that? Why then do you do that? Because everybody now is trying to impress somebody. But what you are failing to understand, we are not in normal times. This is a season of famine. I'm serious. A commerce is not a joke. A commerce. I'm talking to the wise man. A commerce. And very interestingly, this horse has a scale. Very interesting, the scale. I'm looking carefully. The scale, everything is going to be measured. This was like the farming that was in Samaria. I mean, the farming was so intense that people were eating human beings. Human beings were meat for corn and banku and gari. And they cut human beings in pieces and eat their flesh because there was a famine. This, the Lord has spoken to me and sent me to come and tell you something very prophetic and some very profound. And this is why you cannot spend everything that God gives you. You can't. Your investment should not be in depreciated wealth. I bought a car. I have shoes. Everybody must be looking at appreciative wealth in your investments. Forget about putting money somewhere for money to be increasing. Which guarantee was guaranteed than a government bond? Easy. What has happened to these bondholders? What is the difference between the bondholders and men's gold? What is the difference? I want to ask. Government taking people's personal bonds without payment. What is the difference between the bonds and men's gold? Piram R5. I want to ask. Because there is a horse with a scale, and that scale is famine. Put the scripture back. I'm reading verse number 9 and verse number 10. The Bible said in the 9th verse in Revelation, and he opened the fifth seal, and I saw an altar of the souls of them. Okay, let me read from verse number 7 just for the sake of understanding. And when he opened the fourth seal, I heard a voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. In the 8th verse, the Bible said very emphatically, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death. And hell followed him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword and with hunger and with death and with all and with the beasts of the earth. And I have two horses. One is pale, a pale horse, and the Bible calls the name of the pale horse death. Death is a pale horse. Oima, what happened in Turkey is this spirit of death that came to town. Killed 25,000 people in 5 days. Help the baby for me. In 5 days. 25,000 was down in 5 days. Serious. 5 days. Death had come to town. When that police officer and his wife and children were bent to death, this spirit was in town. And the Bible said he is followed by hell. So death is not working alone. Death, look at another horse. And so while this one is riding, another is following. Following their agenda is to kill. This is why you cannot be ignorant. I'm talking to the wise only. I feel batewurade tiefutu. Say it with me. Batewurade tiefutu. Yenye juma bako. Tid. Memfangwa juma wieniska wunya. Yenye juma bako. Because death and hell are working together. They can consume in just one day. Every investor, do you know that all the buildings that collapse in Turkey belong to somebody? That person have lost his investment. Overnight. 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 Death is with hell. And they are, put the scripture back, they have been given the power to kill. Power to kill. A young man came from Canada to visit his wife and children who are here. They were in a restaurant eating, and a call came from an actress in Ghana. And this young man got up from the table, left his wife and children. Asumua, that was his last day. The spirit that is being seated on this horse was riding to meet the young man, but he couldn't see. In just 1 hour, the call came through. Is that man your husband? Says yes. The guy had been stabbed by the actress. Ask the Ghana Police Service. If that lady is not in their custody still, in prison remand, they will tell you. Because there is a spirit accompanied by another. The first is death. The second is hell. They have the power to kill. They have the power to bring hunger. And they have the power to cause the beasts of the earth. Yeah. The beast of the earth is not animals. The beast of the earth, like Russia, like Iran, yeah, like North Korea, are beasts of the earth. When there are one more here, they can come and attack you for no reason. Beast of the earth. Beasts have reason. And there are beasts in your family as well. Beasts, yeah. Whilst you are busily in a crowd building a livelihood for your family, and so beasts are fighting against your efforts. I see a beast. Somebody didn't say life in Accra is a joke. They feel that would turn a man to. Yeah, beasts of the earth are also fighting. And therefore, I stand here to make certain these spirits, the Bible said, will make damage. Oh, they will cause a damage. They will cause a damage. They have caused so much damage to the church. I will not even talk about the nation. I will talk about the church. Listen, do you know the damage COVID-19 and the don't go to church, close down church. Do you know the damage it has done to the church? You have no idea. I have friends in South Africa whose churches have collapsed. Collapsed! The people went to a lockdown, never returned. But they returned to stadium. They returned to nightclub. The damage have caused a lot to backslide. The damage have caused even the message of the gospel to be tainted and diluted. Now, people do not want to hear truth. Tell them what will excite them, what will enthuse them, what will make them feel nice. Then, oh, the church is good. If you preach like the way I am preaching, they feel like, what's up with Ben Granny? And you know, if you preach messages like, Christ is coming again, repent and align, they feel like you are a lunatic. You are not normal. And the moment you say, repent or you perish in hellfire, they feel you are an extremist. You are preaching extreme. So for you, so dear. You know, be I normal, and there will be married in a tiny fear. You live and cohabit with people who are not married to you. There is no vow and there is no consecration to that union. And the people feel it's normal. When you have somebody, a revival is a voice in the wilderness, crying in the will of the Lord, preparing God's way. They will feel that he rather is not normal. Ma will be yimi, natiano. Who are what him no? Who mom na anye papa? I see again. Hallelujah. Who mom na anye papa? Very interesting. I look at it. And so you are going to have that particular generation of, you know, people who are going to sit down and call evil good and good evil. Yeah. Yeah, all these horses, Daniel chapter 8 verse 24 says, they have been given power to destroy the holy ones. Daniel 8:24. They have been given power to destroy the holy ones. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. He shall destroy wonderfully. Can you imagine that? Have you seen destruction that is wonderful? Have you seen destruction that is wonderful? And shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and holy people. And he's talking about the church. There is a damage made to the church. Let me talk to you about seven damages. I will leave the rest for some time. Number one, there is a spiritual damage. Now we have Christians who don't pray. They are vulnerable and weak, frail, powerless Christians. So I was so blessed when, can you shut that phone off for me, please? This is a distraction to the Holy Spirit. Tell the gentleman, let's do that. I am seriously telling the move and the atmosphere. Seriously. Now, everybody, you know, within our sphere and our confines should be able to know that now when the gentleman, Prophet Love Papo, came here and preached that message, I was too excited. He brought a revival by the grace of God.
First thing, and yes, I saw the crowd, when even the church is fasting, there are people that are so loose and frivolous. By 8 o'clock, they are already eating. There is a damage.
Now, you can see that seriousness have left the church. There is no seriousness.
You can't find serious people.
And when you are looking for a remnant, it is now becoming very, very difficult.
Serious!
As I bring my message to a close, and this is why there is that, if Jesus stands here and say, how many people read your Bible, had your quiet time and your devotion before coming to this service, come and let's go to heaven, I can tell you 70% of us are going to hell. Serious.
Spiritual weakness and damages.
There's a damage. There is a damage. Now people are even shy to pray in tongues in certain environment. Because they feel they will ridicule you. They will scoff you.
And because, for the fear of that,
We hardly now pray. So then I'm asking the people who work 4 a.m. You are up by 5. You are on the car, on the road, going to work. By 9 o'clock, you are back. I want to ask you, when do you pray? I want to ask you. And this is why, Makafui, I'm telling you, when the enemy comes in like a flood, he stops your marriage. He causes a damage in your house. I'm talking to the wife. This is why the enemy has been able to sit on the heads of God's people. Yeah. This is why people are struggling with diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke. Tell me only one person who has stroke in the Bible. Who walked with God and had stroke? Only one. I was in a church at Kede many years ago. And I went to the mission house and saw the pastor in his office. And I saw that the pastor was in a catheter. And the stench of the office was human excrement that had filled the place. How can a pastor be in catheter when the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? How can the Holy Spirit be dwelling in such a damaged body? How? How? Because there is a spiritual damage. The Christians hardly can pray for 1 hour continuous. 1 hour continuous. It becomes a problem. Church, there are damages. These horses have been discharged to cause damage. Number two damage, the damage of integrity. Integral damage. They say in Ukraine, we are saying, yes is not yes, and no is not no. Nukura! In Urias. I remember when the dollar started skyrocketing into the air and all stuff like that, and people were forcing that the president of Ghana should address the nation, and then finally he came out to address the nation. One of his statements that he made, and I quote, "There shall be no haircut." Go back to the speech. Go back to the speech. There shall be no haircut. Now there is haircut to the point that pensioners have left their home fighting for their right. We all believe in patriotism, but what kind of by force fit patriotism is this one? What kind of by force fit patriotism is this one? Truth! On Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, it's the 14th of February. I was going to Kumasi, KNUS, the Great Hall, to have Love Talk, the Kumasi edition. But in the past 3 years, we have had three people in this church whose marriage have gone into divorce, and their marriage did not last 2 years. So the Lord is speaking to me and said, let's have an in-house Love Talk. We call it the 18 plus edition. Shim. 14th of December, of February is Tuesday. This coming Tuesday, 18 plus Love Talk edition. What we want to talk about, I have invited one of my very good friends, a pastor's wife, whose marriage went into the gutter. And I want her to share her experience with us. Sister, no, before she got married, untimi yuhin imprinu. Well, what are we here? One day they fought, the pastor and her. Pastor beat her openly in a compound house and stripped her naked. Until an old woman came with a piece of cloth and wrapped her and took her into her house. Marriage have collapsed. But we want to learn the lessons. As of war. Just like the Bible said, when the Son of Man returns back to the earth, he will gather the sheep and the goats, and then he will make a separation between them. In everywhere, even in church this morning, there are sheep and goats. Everywhere, there are sheep and goats.
Name anywhere. Take it anywhere. There are sheep and goats. And so among men, there are men that are sheep and men that are goats. If you find the goats, if you marry the goats, if you engage the goats, one more better to one tad you now draw so count. I told you. Yeah. Matthew 25:32. And before him he shall gather all the nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided the sheep from the goats. There will be a separation. And when I look at how men, some men can lie. Some men can lie. You will know. On one walk, Asanokra will know that this is a mali. This is blatant lies. And sometimes I am sitting there, Pastor Steve, and I'm listening, and I can see the guy is talking, and the lady cannot even discover in between the lines that this is lies. I will take you to Germany where we will buy popcorn. We will come to France for lunch and go to Sweden for dinner. And we will fly overnight to Montreal, Canada, for shopping in the next morning, because my father owns Ghana and Jubilee House is our poultry farm. Lies! It is not only some politicians that can lie. You have preachers. Listen, if right now I cannot go with the derator to the end, I have lied to her. I made a vow, and that vow must be honored. No matter what, that vow must be honored. It has become normal. Married men can have 3-4 girlfriends, and it's normal. You can have preachers who are married and still living a promiscuous life with strange women, and it's normal. What difference will become of you if they lay their hands on you? They are impacting a germine to you. I am not shocked that a germine is in church. I am not shocked. One day I went into a pastor's meeting, big people. The moment I went there, there were no seats. So they were forced to put me on the high table. And I sat next to a great prophet that I have enormous respect for. The moment I sat down, he looked at me and said, "Oh, you are really becoming a thorn in our flesh in the city." Then I looked at him and I asked the question, what is it that you are doing that I have become a threat to? There should be something you are doing. Oh, hi, Mukroma. Now I know why people hate Kofi Otto. Rot, decay, proye, enema apro, a wonkrofu fi, kankan, a wonkrofu fi. They have sofuma me shepherd dress, but sofuma me oye bosom, and you see, sofuna tears ya sorry him. And that is normal. Oma will walk all over the place and still want to take Bible and talk nonsense. I will not listen. I don't even respect you as a man of God. This is my submission, and I want the nation to know that those people are charlatans, imposters, are not men of God, wicked brute beasts.
mouth, you are dogs. Bagabiga bay, you are bay dogs. Dogs, brute dogs. As I finish, I want to tell everybody that is seated in this place, the king is coming again. If there is anything, it should be your preparation. Be serious with God. Hallelujah. And look carefully. I look at Acts chapter 3, verse 21. He spoke about the restitution of all things. The Bible said, whom heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God have spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Now it's time to bring dignity to the cross. Jesus died a painful death for you to trample on the grace of God. We have taken the things of God and trampled it under our feet. The moment you don't talk to that new woman and that woman don't talk to you, you have all despised the grace of God. I'm telling you, you have suddenly brought witchcraft into the house of God. Don't you get the description of witchcraft? The Bible said disobedience, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Oh, I'm telling you, it's a before doors. It's equated to bay. Once we are preaching this gospel, we need everybody to know and connect to the move and the be serious. This Jesus is too serious. I prefer Christo Yesu at the Bible I cut out with and say wuno and a woody. Barbara cut out and say wuno. Yet will be Christo ni. Ni answer in free ha. Never wuna say ni pansa cry. Yeah, everybody is looking so sweet, so nice. Oh, Bia! You Christ me say, you're so in free and I'll be one of you in Zaka. I come back and I come back. That is what we are into. Strangely, and there be a Sunday after Sunday, God is warning you. When you're me, Obama space. A lot of it. Not to say, it is just like a parent warning a child over and over and over and over again. One day in the morning, by 3 o'clock, Udawana mani atuasha uso papa. Primu trauma wakasu wangu sibidia. That is the same way it will go. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 5. I close with that. Book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. The Bible said, thou shalt also consider in your heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Or see, when we were coming, we said, ye, we need patian a ban of sapepepe ni yamibetia. I'm telling you, sapepepe ni yamibetia. Be serious with Christ. And so the Bible talked about something very interesting. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 8. 6 verse 4, right? Let's start from verse 4. 6 verse number 4. The Bible said, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is number one. God, he is number one. You can't place God at number two. If American embassy told you to come and take a visa, be there at 12 a.m., you will be there before that. God is number one. God comes first. Your worship of the Christ comes first. Your faith in Christ is a priority. And then he said in verse number 5, he said, thou shalt love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul and with all your mind. Listen to the next verse. Interesting. He said, and these words which I command this day, it will be on your heart. No! Sometimes when you attend the parties of Christians, you will be sad. You will wonder, where is the Holy Spirit in all this? Where is the Holy Ghost in all this? You are asking that question. Pastor Steve, I will always tell you this. Music is a spirit. We have two dominant spirits, because he has upon the spirit of God and the spirit of the devil. So I ask the question, the music you listen to, which spirit is that? I want to know. Where is the Holy Ghost in all that you are doing? Because the righteous will be guided and directed and led by God's spirit. Where is the Holy Ghost in all this? Where is the Holy Ghost? You are owing people you don't want to pay. Where is the Holy Ghost in all this? Where is the Holy Ghost? There is no fear of God. And when they misbehave, now two of them are saying, oh, this church, we will not joke with that. It will be Jimmy. No, me two are saying, I will remove you from post. You are a pastor, we will remove you. Step away, step aside. There are many people in this country who don't deserve to be in the pulpit. They have desecrated the pulpit of God. Will be Jimmy, no, no, no. Quick, we move you out of. And what we should be able to have the vehicle to hand people over to Satan. Vigor, so that other people will learn from it, that they will not repeat or do the same thing. This is how church should be. This is how church should be. The Trinity is a church of Pentecost. Ananga, we are 1-2 years to us, and comfort me, didn't say we don't know what to tell. No, it's a no. And I want to tell you this as I finish up. We are not going to be here forever. We are all in a station or in an airport. We are in the waiting room. We are waiting for our bus or plane. Be careful. Life is but once. Live it well. Live it well. Live it very well. There are many mistakes that you can avoid. And when the Holy Spirit leads you, you can avoid so many mistakes. May the Lord help you and grace you. Stand to your feet. Clap your hands. Go see crazy horses. White horse, a red horse, white horse, the spirit of conquering, a red horse, the spirit of war. The next horse is a black horse, the spirit of famine, recession, retrogression. A pale horse, the spirit of death, followed by hell, and they have dominated the system of the world, the cosmos, and they are inflicting damage to the church. And this is why now church cannot be confrontational. Yesu was the most confrontational and the most controversial person I have ever heard of. Jesus. There is nothing that was iniquity or sinful that Jesus did not confront. Now you see people that are confrontational, umuadiye. If that is umuadiye, so you will see more of it. I'm telling you, we will confront hell and sin. The kingdom of dark, we will confront it. So that Jezebel and Lucifer and Babylon will get out from the house of God. Amen. Bring back the sanctity of God's house. Bring back, because the house of God have been now turned into a den of thieves. The house of God have been a place of exploitation, deception, manipulation, seduction. The house of God have now been turned into a place of tricksters and a place of witchcraft and wizardry. I'm telling you, he is restoring the tabernacle of David that has fallen down, bringing it back to its original state so that it can be like the days of old. Your two hands are on your heart. Put your two hands on your heart. Commit your life into the hands of the Lord. Come on, in the name of Jesus, we are asking you, help us to repent and align. Help us to come to the place, creating us a clean heart, oh God. Renew a right spirit, an excellent spirit within us. I pray in the name of Jesus, grant us grace, oh God, to follow after Christ. Yeah, to take up our cross and follow Jesus. Yes, grant us the grace. Grace. Grant us grace to function. Grace to be born again. Grace to truly be transformed. Transformation that is in Christ Jesus. Serious grace. Grace, gracias, dromo adum, to finish well. The truth is that everybody will die. But we are not just dying into oblivion. We are dying into either eternal life or eternal damnation. You should be asking yourself, where am I dying to? Grace. If you are watching us on television and listening to us on radio, this morning, by the help and the grace of God, people, please, if there is somebody who wants your sins to be forgiven, you want your name to be written in the book of life, your right hand is on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I am a child of God. I pray, Father, for your people. I'm asking for your favor, your mercy. Remember us in Jesus' name. As your hand is still on your heart, play the national anthem. And as we do that, we intercede for this country. Yes, sir. Can you stretch your hands on the flag of Ghana on the altar of God and please pray for this nation? We need help. We need help. The help I'm talking about, no man can give. We need God's help. We need God's help. Get your eyes from human beings. We are asking for God's help. Deliver us from evil. I pray that this country will receive restoration, restitution, recovery, replenishment. Heal our land as we rend our hearts in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I pray, thanking you for Ghana. I want to thank you for my president, His Excellency Nanadu Dankwa Akufo-Addo, his beautiful wife, and the first family. I give you praise for the government or team in government. I bless you for the people of Ghana. And I thank you for the economy of Ghana. Right now, we have come to the Red Sea. And we need your intervention. We are at a dead end. But you are able to heal, restore, and make a way. Show us your glory. We will return to give you thanks. Now I pray, send beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And let us recover all the years the canker worm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar have devoured. Bring us restoration. I continue to pray for Christian Achu. Deliver him. Make it a testimony, oh God. In Jesus' precious name. Now may this week be a week of elevation, a week of lifting, a week of an open heaven, a week that we will pour out your grace, a week of divine visitation, uncommon favors. My darling, receive your portion. In Jesus' precious name, you are never the same again. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. You want to join us for our offerings? The numbers are 0249-80-9911. The 0249-80-9911 or 059-229-6667. The 059-229-6667. This Tuesday, I'm inviting every married and every single person to a love experience in this particular place. 6 o'clock we start. We have limited seating, as you can see. And so if this is the service and second service all coming together in here, we are not going to be. And you know, there are people that are going to come from all other places. So come to avoid rush. We are also preparing for the grand edition this year in October. But this is, you know, a privilege. Come, and if people go to school to learn to be nurses, police, they go to school to be army officers, I think you need some training to love. To love. To love. I have rather more for you, to love. By the grace of God, if I've been married for 24, I think I can teach you something, how it works. Amen. Yeah. It will shed rose. Kwanutum never. She. Kwanutum. I'm working in river, you know, and I saw for no. I shed rose. I saw them. Why didn't shed rose? And I'm sorry, them Nigeria. You can't see who knew. Brother, you serious? One way, big job, big job. And woman's way, oh, my dear, I am not a pastor to everyone. Oh, my, I'm from me, I'm my woman. Oh, my, I'm your woman. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. It's a cocktail night. Oh, it's a cocktail night. It's a cocktail. I will give you asana. I will give you sobolo. I will give you lamuji. And I will give you chicken. Chicken. I'll give you a piece of chicken to add to your sobolo. So don't miss it. It's going to be special. Number two, if you come here with an informal dress, I will turn you away. What the chaliba hamepamo? What the kambu ba mepamo? What the atadi enwa de kwa bekenju asuni ba mepamo? Dress in your best outfit like you are on a date. Am I talking to you? Somebody shall love. It's in the air. So I'm inviting you, don't miss it, friend. Come with your, oh, I forgot. Come with your soko. You don't know soko? Akweya wuko shene demwa. Ah! I don't have time. Come with your, okay, come with your something. And those of you who are married, come with your wife and your husband. Sit down and let's talk. No underage. No underage is 18 plus. Put the poster there. Ubahana your system. 18 plus. Love talk. And someone may be kikananu watene. Nye mebe ye wahano. Anu washa. Medi adie bibe babisia. Namachedew adie. Love talk in-house 18 plus edition. Amen. The Lord bless you. All right. My mother, Dr. Christy Dotete, celebrated 46 years in ministry this week. As a matter of fact, yesterday, Reverend Dr. Christy Dotete became 46, preaching the gospel for 46 years. Mommy, congratulations. We love you. We respect and honor you. Continue to do more. In Jesus' name, amen. From all of us here in Isaac and Comfort, Amponza Memorial Temple, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.